Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hall, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobb. The Voice of Destiny Show is a kingdom-centric conversational talk show designed just for you to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Our scripture for our conversation today is 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Here we see in the scriptures that, yes, we are a distinguished people, a called people, a people who are capable of doing the things that God has called us to do. But it comes with privileges and benefits that require us to live up to our part of the deal, and that is our rent. Each of us have to pay for the rent that God has required of us for the privilege of living here on this wonderful planet called Earth. We all were in heaven, and God called us from heaven to earth to fulfill a priestly responsibility. And today, to talk about this important subject, I have a special guest that the Lord has blessed us with, Ella Coleman, the founder of Elevation Publishing and Communications Company, the original, the owner and the editor of Purpose Magazine, and a woman that's anointed of God as a marketplace apostle who is called to the communications mountain. And God has been using her in a great way. And Ella, I want to welcome you here to the Voice of Destiny Show again. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And I'm so glad to be on with you, Dr. Hulk. What a wonderful program this is to actually talk about our power as kings and priests in the earth right now.
Yes, it is. You know, one of the urgent mandates that's upon the Lord's church is to carry the gospel, but not just the gospel of salvation, but the gospel of the kingdom. When we look at Jesus' ministry, his central message was the kingdom of God is at hand. And in Acts, the first chapter, where the apostle begins to tell, describe to us the fact that Jesus, who ascended and descended, was now going to be captured up, the scripture tells us that he spent these incredible 40 days with his disciples, teaching them about the things of the kingdom. And when you look at the messages of the Apostle Paul, and you look at his last words through the epistles that he wrote, he addresses his central message, which was the kingdom. And this kingdom message is requiring the body of Christ to rise up and not just be a people that have their insurance paper, their fire insurance papers to get to heaven, but a people to understand that our calling, our destiny is not in heaven, but it's here on earth to be the royal priest that God has called us to be. And I wanted to know from you, Ella, what has God been speaking to you about, you know, our role, our identity as royal priest here on the earth in today's church?
Well, you know, the whole challenge today is, and the fight is over our identity. Because certainly coming into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know, gets us into the kingdom when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. But where the struggle comes, I think, for most believers is the fact that there's something that this world and in the world system the enemy wants to put on us that is not our identity. And we have to really know that we are indeed, and we were, you know, here, we were with God before the foundation of the world, and that we are eternal beings. And when we grasp that eternal perspective, which is how Jesus walked, he always talked in terms of eternity. He never just spoke of, you know, a definitive divine time, the here and now. But the here and now is a part of eternity, and that's what we have to grasp, that we are already eternal beings. We're walking, right now we're in time. Time was created so that we could contain the things that are comprehended, the things that grow, the things that move, the matter and the elements and so forth. We were put into time from eternity. And because of that, we have what you would probably call what would be a conflict of interest, so to speak. We are in a conflict of interest, because what happens is the reason why sometimes people and saints are not walking in that power and authority is because they have looked at what they see, feel, touch, and smell, and they are making decisions based up on the finite and not the infinite or the eternal. But when you cross over in your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. When you do that, you are basically entering into the kingdom of God in your perceptions, in your decisions, in your application of the word of God, your faith, and your belief. And when those things are activated, you are then carrying out what you already have, because this is nothing that we don't have. This is something that we already have. But we must activate it. We must walk in it. We must talk in it. We must live in the kingdom mindset, in the kingdom way of life right now. And what people have to concentrate on and focus on, the fact that they are walking as Jesus walked. They must talk even as Jesus talked. And he has made it possible for us to do that through the Holy Spirit.
Well, this kingdom reality has tremendous implications, because mostly the world system is training us not to be royal priests, not to be royal the royal children in the earth that's been sent here for assignment, but all of the pressure, all the social engineering is designed for us to be subjects and to be paupers and not to live up to our true inheritance. And most of us, when we talk about this inheritance, we think of the benefit side, but not the responsibility side. And that responsibility, when we even look at the young prince, you know, that's in England, and how he's had to come along a path with the understanding that I was born for a duty. I was born to serve. I'm really a servant. I'm not as free as people think I am. I'm free to fulfill my duty as a royal servant of the queen and the people. And we have not really come to understand the importance of that. Most of our lives and the messages that in most of American pulpits is about consumerism, being a Christian consumer and not a kingdom investor. And this is going to require us to begin to change about how we approach our relationship with the Lord, because we often ask the Lord, what can you do for me, or what have you done for me lately, instead of King Jesus, what can I do for you? Because in the kingdom of God, we understand that the agenda and the time is not set by us, but it's the king's time. It's the king's desires. It's the king's pursuit that we ought to be pursuing. And so this whole identity change that we need to come into is something very important to the heart of the Father God. And this is why in American pulpits, we're going to begin to see the fivefold ministry gifts come into maturity so the church can be matured. You know, my pastor, who we're going to be having on this week, Pastor Larry Lazaro, is going to be with us, and he was preaching a message about us understanding destiny design, because our paradigm about the kingdom and about the church and what the church look like in terms of us being doing and having what God's called us to do, it has resulted in pretty much an impotent church that's incapable of being responsible to what God's called us to do because of the way we think. You know, I have one young daughter who's in a stage of dreaming, and a lot of her dreams are built on things right now that cost me to spend my money, my time, my energy. And I was like, you know, okay, great for you to have those things, but how are you going to pay for it? You know, and I think
She got a daddy.
Yeah, that's her point, you know. And so I'm like, okay, well, at some point, I'm glad she's dreaming. I'm glad she's hoping. You know, I'm really excited about this, that she's dreaming and envisioning the future. But I want her to see the responsibility side on her part for those things that God has destined and I have intentions for her. I believe God wants us to understand that there is a partnership. Destiny is a collaborative work. It is not something that God does on his own. It's something that God does with us. So being armed with that mind that was in Christ Jesus, I'm going to be about my Father's business. This was Jesus' mind. And the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ.
We actually have the mind of Christ,
yes.
but we have to use the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing, you know, with our minds, we have to realize that in this state, in this physical state that we're in, we have not even accessed all that we have available
mm-hmm.
to us. We only use, even the smartest people only use like maybe 10 or 12% of their brain power.
This is true.
And so,
this is true.
So some of this is, but even in the 10 or 12%, in that we have the power, we have the anointing, we have the spirit of the Lord, because we are renewed in the spirit of our mind. What
mm-hmm.
we have to realize is that even though we are human beings in the flesh, so to speak, we are spiritual beings.
Yes,
and in that is how we access the kingdom. We access kingdom through the spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit
mm-hmm.
of the Lord, when the spirit of the Lord is with us, and the spirit of the Lord is with us continuously, if we have accepted Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is resident within us,
mm-hmm.
then we now can walk in the royalty because everything has been restored. But we have to accept it. We have to realize who we are. And this is what always isn't taught.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to be like the man laying by the gate who Peter and John came by, and they said, you know, he wanted money. He wanted them to give him alms. But you know what? He needed to be healed.
Mm.
And when Peter said, stretch out your hands, and he stretched out. He said, get up and walk. This man got up and walked.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what the kingdom is about. It's about making the lame healthy and strong and mobile again. And that is where we have to rise up.
Mm.
In this hour. That's why it's like it is, because actually the kingdom of God is suffering violence.
Mm.
And so we have to take this by force. And when we say by force, in the kingdom, when you do something by force, you can do it in a way that no one even knows it's done until after it's done.
Well, this
Some
is
of
what...
it is so inconspicuous that when we walk in it and we talk in it and people are healed and people are restored and minds are recalibrated, we then see the work of the kingdom. The work of the kingdom is going on all the time, but the kingdom in this plane on the earth with sin being present is not
mm-hmm.
always observed with the naked eye.
Well, Ella, it's time for us to take a destiny break right here.
Oh.
But it really brings us into, when we come back, I want to talk about how this identity brings us into our new man capabilities as king priests in the earth. Because when we begin to change the way that we think, it triggers so many mechanisms that God has put in us as humans as well as sons and daughters of God. And the earth is waiting for our manifestation. So hold on for a second. We're going to come mm-hmm. right back after this destiny break, and we're going to talk about the essentials of renewing our minds. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Ella, for the truth that you've been bringing to us concerning our identity as king priests. And we know that as a result of sin, that we've lost and it got disconnected from capabilities that God invested in us to accomplish the mission that God had given Adam and Eve to colonize the planet. You see, God sent them here to the planet to make the earth like heaven. This is why we hear Jesus' priestly prayers, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. It was God's intent that he would extend his territory from the intangible realm of the kingdom of heaven that's in heaven here on the earth, and he gave men gifts, capabilities in order to carry out his kingly wishes in the earth. And many of us are not even aware Ella, of what's inside of us, the new man capabilities. When we look in Genesis, when Adam, after Eve was given to him, he looked at her and he says, a man will leave his mother and his father and cleave to his wife for such a woman as this. And Adam said that, and I always laugh because I said, you know, what does he know about a mother and a father? Because he was cow XY, you know? He never was born out of a womb of a woman, but because of the fact that he had the programming downloaded in his mind that this is the way mankind will begin to repopulate the earth in order to accomplish the task of colonizing the planet Earth. And a lot of us are just not aware of those new man capabilities that we can access when our mind is renewed and we're no longer rejecting the insights, the revelation, and the direction that the Holy Spirit will give us. This is how Jesus knew that the coins was in the mouth of the fish. Because of his renewed mind, his identity, knowing who he was, he was able to accept those ideas, those inclinations, those strategies that God has given us and the ability God has given us to be able to affect the earth. And I want you to share some of your experiences as well as share with our listeners about what it is we can do to recapture and to develop the mind of Christ in us so that we can walk as the royal people God's called us to be.
Well, I think the one thing we have to do is, you know, really let God work through us in the sense that, you know, we should always put ourselves in the mindset of wanting to please the king.
Yes.
When we put ourselves in the mindset of wanting to please the king, that is really a royal position because you cannot please a king if you don't love a king, if you don't honor a king, if you don't serve a king. And that's kind of where some people get thrown off because of the priesthood role that we play and the king role that we play. Sometimes we want to be in the king's role, but we don't want to do the other part, which is the priest's role. David showed us, I'm trying to recall what the scripture was, and I think it was in 2 Samuel, where he had an ephod on, and he actually took his kingly robes off and put the ephod on. I think that's what happened, and he just danced before the Lord. His wife,
Michael,
looked at him. Michael. She looked at him, and she was offended by that because she said, "You're supposed to be a king, but you're up here dancing like a pauper." But what David had realized was that he had two roles to play. One was one of a priest. The other was the one of a king. And that's why he was able to go in and get the showbread and nothing happened to him. Because he was able to go in and out of those roles at the proper time. Now, today, the royal priesthood, it says that Jesus Christ is the son of David, the son of Abraham. It is still a lineage that has been passed down through man, through us. And God has had to establish it that way, and that's why Jesus had to come through a woman. He had to have both man and God operable in him. And that is the king and the priestly role. Now, Jesus changed the order of the priesthood. So, see, some of these things don't come until you have an understanding. In all of our getting, in Proverbs 4 and 7, and it says, in all of our getting, we must have wisdom, but we must also get understanding. But
now,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I want our listeners, while you're addressing that, is to understand that, and this is from the prophetic dictionary, Paula Price, PhD,
yes.
Paula Price. She said in her dictionary that this word priesthood is the word that identifies the body of individuals serving as priests. And the Bible recognizes that there are three priesthoods. The first one we're most familiar with is the Levitical priesthood.
Right.
And the second one is the Melchizedek priesthood, mm-hmm. in which Jesus said that he didn't come under the authority and the stream and the principles of the Levitical priesthood, but under the Melchizedek. And
that's
we
right.
know that Melchizedek was a king and he was a priest.
That's
he
right.
was a priest who had mandates in the temple as well as the marketplace. And
that's
that
right.
we should be looking at facilitating our priesthood duties after this model, because our high priest is Jesus.
That's
and
right.
if he operates under the principle of Melchizedek in terms of his priestly duties, so should we. And our new priesthood, our new creation priesthood as kings and priests. This is why the Revelation refers to, reference to us that Jesus is the King of Kings. For the kingdom has now been given unto the saints. And in the kingdoms that God has given us charge, it is where we go as David did, understanding our dual responsibilities to function as priests, those that are high-level ministers with special rights and privileges to access God and to employ him to interfere on these earth affairs that pertains to the fields, the people, the assignment that God's given us. And this is a need. Because of this, we need to really capture the mind of Christ that pertains to our kingly responsibilities. And I wanted
That's
to
right.
inject that as you're building
That's right.
on this truth about how we really do need to understand what this nature of our assignment is as priest.
And the nature of our assignment as priest is a nation is one where we are submitting continuously and serving God continuously from our hearts. See,
mm-hmm.
we can't go through motions and be a priest. A priest must be sincere. A priest must be pure as they go before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are able to do that through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But we also go because Jesus Christ was not of the Levitical priesthood. He established a new order under Melchizedek, but he was
mm-hmm.
from the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And from the tribe
mm-hmm.
of Judah, the Lord allowed Jacob to bless all of the 12 tribes of Israel. And when we say this, we're talking about just the order of God. God
mm-hmm.
has established the order, and now God can reestablish order, and God reestablished the order of the priesthood for us to walk out in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're in the priesthood that is coming out of Judah through Jesus Christ, and that's
mm-hmm.
in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, for it is evident that your Lord arose from Judah, of which Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. So this priesthood is not necessarily something that was established just in the law alone.
Mm-hmm.
This priesthood was established through grace, through Jesus Christ. That's
and
why
before,
when,
and with Melchizedek's pattern, it was before the law. So
right,
this
it was
is
before.
Something
right.
that's of a kingdom nature.
Right.
A kingly nature, understanding that the kingdom of God is a government
That's
that
right.
was established in a planet called heaven, and Jesus came from heaven here to the earth to reintroduce this kingdom to us
That's
that
right.
was lost in the garden when Adam and Eve fell. We're going
That's
to
right.
take a destiny break
okay.
right here, Ellen, and let's come back and pick this up, noting that in Exodus 19:5 it says, "Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine. In the earth, you will be my treasured possession." Exodus 19:6, "You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
Mm-hmm.
These are the words that Moses was commanded to speak to Israel. And as Moses was commanded, we come to the commonwealth of the church today from our high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, and remind us of the importance of understanding that we're not just simply a religious group. People
right.
like the pagans,
That's
that
right.
we are a royal priesthood that must be developed to do the work of the ministry, which is partly what we do in God's house, well, mostly outside of God's house, because that's
mm-hmm.
where we spend most of our time being, doing, and having what God has destined for us. Let's take a break right now, and
yeah.
we'll be right back. Welcome back, Ella, to the Voice of Destiny show. For those of you that are just tuning in, this is the Voice of Destiny show. My guest today is Ella Coleman, the owner of Elevation. Is Elevation Communications?
Elevation Publishing.
Publishing.
Yeah.
Many of you from over the years have been blessed to be able to read her magazine, Purpose Magazine, which many have said has done for the body of Christ what the Cosby Show did for African Americans. It brought us into a sense of royal identity and responsibilities in terms of what we can be, we can do, and we will have. And we were talking before we left from the last break, Ella, about the fact that we are a priesthood, and
that
and we were speaking about order. When we speak of the order, it's like an administration.
Mm-hmm.
Every 4 years, we re-elect a president here in the United States of America, and under the Constitution of the United States, and for us Christians, it's the Bible, there are duties and responsibilities for the office of the president, and we're talking about the office of the high priest,
mm-hmm,
who is Lord,
mm-hmm,
our Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And each president has these set of duties, but their administration approaches the way they implement it in a unique way.
That's right.
And we need to understand Jesus referencing Melchizedek's order was indicating to us how Jesus was going to approach his exercising of his royal assignment as king and priest, that it wouldn't just be a group of religious people like the pagans who are trying to satisfy an angry God. You know, Jesus satisfied the anger of God through his shed blood.
That's
therefore
right.
We are now serving out of free privilege of the king, serving
right
in our marketplace assignments especially, and in our community assignments to be salt,
mm-hmm,
and light to the earth. We have, mm-hmm, these capabilities in Christ Jesus to be able to stand in between the earth and heaven on behalf of those that can't connect with Christ. And this is why you'll see the difference between just simply a pastoral ministry and a kingly, kingdom-oriented ministry.
That's
because
right
the kingdom ministry is about restoring and making whole all of humanity, not just church folk, but
that's
people
right
who aren't in the church. When you look through scriptures, Jesus didn't just reach out and care for those that was the religious or the holy or the perfectly upright. He spent time with those that were faithful believers of Judaism, but he also connected with the prostitutes and the gamblers, you know, and the tax collectors,
mm-hmm,
who were considered the mafia at that time. We must
understand
that our role is to get in it, to get inside of it, to get some skin into the state of our society and our communities and our nations. And the message is going to be universal. This message about the kingdom isn't just for the saved folks. It is for people who are humans that need to be converted into the kingdom of God.
That's
so
right
they can access their kingdom privileges.
That's right.
Because
that's right
everybody, salvation has been extended to everybody, but there are going to be people who are going to go to hell, Ella, because they simply didn't pick up the benefit package.
This is true. And this is why what you're talking about today is so important. And this is why I want every person that is even listening right now to understand that they've been given a special privilege. And it is a royal privilege. It is an honor. It is a blessing. It is a part of the grace that the Most High God, the God of all creation,
yes,
the Father of lights, the only true and living God, extends to us. And
mm-hmm,
it is that we would have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, but that we would also take what he has given to us and share it among the people, the nations, our neighbors, our friends, the people that we meet on the streets, the people that we meet in the marketplace, the people that we buy goods from, that we are supposed to be carrying this out wherever we go, that it's not something that's seen in the four walls of the church, nor can it be, but that this kingdom he's talking about is a kingdom that is resident within us. Where he says in Luke 17, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. This kingdom is coiled up inside of us. This is why this baby that was born that had the kingdom in him was able to get up and manifest that kingdom and grow up and walk in the earth and heal the sick and raise the dead and bring sight to the blind and cause the dumb to speak. This is the kind of power that the sons of God, the daughters of God, are supposed to be walking in these last days. And God is ready for us to do it. But
mm-hmm,
we have to accept our identity of who we are And that's a place where one has to go and reckon with themselves and with God and look at the Word of God and accept the Word of God. The only reason why these things are not happening in full bloom is because the sons and daughters of God have not accepted who they are. And today we say to them, accept that you are accepted. Accept that you are fine with God. Accept that you are a royal priesthood, that you are to be ministering to the Most High God, that you are indeed one who keeps the Holy Spirit in the earth. For if we were not here, the Holy Spirit would not be in this earth. The Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of us to carry out the mandate of God. And now he wants us to arise. But it's done because we make a choice to do it. In the kingdom of God, people are doing always what they are desiring to do, because the kingdom is so desirable. But you have to be able to not look at the kingdom as you look at this world, because the kingdom cannot be observed. The Bible says in Luke 17, verse 20, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. The kingdom of God is how a baby can be formed in a mother's womb with bones and everything, and no one understands how it's done. The kingdom of God is when a little child leads them, and no one knows how this child got this knowledge. This is what happened through Jesus Christ, but this is also what can happen through our own children when they're taught, when they're brought up in the Word of God, when their lives are spoken over with the prophetic word that God utters from above and in and through us. This is where the priesthood works, and this is where the kingdom works. The kingly and the priestly anointing comes together to cause us to be able to function in the earth without being dysfunctional. If you're not functioning,
although the kingdom cannot be observed, Ella, it must be manifested through us.
Yes, it will be manifested.
Yes,
and when we say observed, we just simply means people are. When Jesus came, let me just make it clear. When Jesus came, they were looking for him to come, like in some kind of big royal, with a big crown on his head, and with all this stuff. And Jesus came lowly in a manger. And the reason why God does that is because his kingdom is not of this world. So we have to make sure that we don't get crossed up in what our expectations are concerning comparing the world system with God's system and thinking that it's going to manifest the same way. Our benefits manifest. Yes, we can have lots of money because God owns it all. But we will not have it the way the world has it.
Praise
we
God.
Will not have it in that way, and that's what we have to be able. It is very, very critical that people understand that, yes, we're supposed to walk in authority and power. Yes, we're supposed to own land, properties. We're supposed to be, as a matter of fact, God wants to restore the things in the earth to us. It belongs to him, and it belongs to those who follow Christ. So if we do.
Well, Ella, it's time has actually ran out for us. It's been a blessing to talk to you today about these issues pertaining to kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we want to remind you of Deuteronomy 7:6 that tells us where you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the earth, the face of the earth, to be his people, his treasured possession. This Voice of Destiny show is a kingdom-centric conversational talk show designed to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Visit us again on our show tomorrow. God has tremendous things that he has in store for you. And visit our website at voiceofthedestiny.org if you want to get in contact with our guest today and get more information about the programs and the events of the Voice of Destiny Ministry. God bless you. Have a great one, brothers and sisters.